tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. From the AV Club, we have John Tatey. We also have Brian from Mozart Chocolate Liqueur and Aisha from Coco Cravings with Steve the Gadget Guy at midnight. And now, here is Patty Vasquez.
Oh, man, happy, happy Tuesday. So thrilled. Our Chicago team tonight. Tonight's a better night than last night as far as sports in Chicago goes. And I am hoping everyone's giving up on the Blackhawks. I refuse to give up on the Blackhawks. We are going to, you know, if anything, I mean, one, yes, I want to keep the hope alive. But also, we get to hang out with Brent Sopel. How cool is that, Michael?
That is pretty darn neat.
I get to hang out with a 2010 Stanley Cup winner from the Blackhawks, John Tatey.
Wow, 2010. That was a good year.
It was a very good year. It was the start of a very good run. It was
and
a great.
Why are you hanging out with said champion?
Because he comes and does the post-game wrap-up with me. Because I know I love sports, but my passion is with baseball. As by the way, the Cubs won, the Sox won, and in other sports, the Bulls won. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, you may not be an equal fan of all sports, but you certainly have a passion for sports.
Yes.
You can get into a run. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you're a bandwagon jumper. I'm saying your enthusiasm is very genuine.
I enjoy it very much. Yeah, even during the season, too, you know, whether we're doing well or doing poorly. But this year, our playoff season's not going well for the Stanley Cup chase.
No.
But Brent Sopel walks me through everything, and he's so excited about it, I get it better. Does that make sense? Like, I understand the game talking to a guy who's been on the ice who can explain it.
That's his job, isn't it?
It is.
That's why you pay him the big bucks.
He's outstanding. So he'll be back here on Thursday, and I hope under good circumstances. Excellent. Exciting circumstances. I'm keeping hope alive. We're down 3-0. It's not good. People are just throwing in the towel already. That's not okay, is it? If your team just...
Well, not with the Blackhawks. No. Check your history.
Exactly. And not just with the Blackhawks, but there have been teams that have come from behind. They've been down 3 to go on and win the Stanley Cup. Just saying.
That said, having the urge to give up certainly makes the story better in the end if they pull it out. Because then you can talk about how you sunk to the deepest depths of despair. But the team didn't give up.
Right.
Although, makes for a better story.
It does, believe me. Having been under a table at Marie's Pizzeria during Game 7 of the World Series prior to the rain delay, sinking.
Under the table.
I was under the table when they tied it up. When Cleveland tied it up against the Cubs, I was like, this, I can't. Because it all felt so familiar. Of course this was going to happen to us. That's what it felt like. But this is different with the Blackhawks. We're not used to being this far behind, behind the eight ball this much.
Well, it's weird. No, you can't get much more behind the eight ball, so I suppose that would apply to pretty much every team.
You're correct.
I hate to break it.
You're correct.
Oh, somebody's phone just started.
I know. Sorry about that. That's probably my phone. I should probably check it. You know what? It's telling me there are donuts here from Stan's Donuts.
Oh, yes.
Michael.
Let's introduce the donuts. Did you introduce me? Did we talk about my TV show?
Your TV show on Fusion Television on Thursday nights.
There you go.
And that's why we have the donuts, is to celebrate your TV series.
I honestly couldn't
Fusion.
Hear you for the first 30 seconds because, Patty, this headphone jack is almost gone. We've got to get the WGN engineers up here.
Oh, or down here. They're upstairs.
Down here?
Yes.
That explains why the headphone jack's so funny.
That's exactly what it is. Esmeralda, don't you find that it's because we don't know where the engineers are that certain things don't work?
Am I getting you in trouble right now?
No, I'm sure Adam loves hearing that it's not engineering's fault that your jack doesn't work.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It might
kidding.
Be my
I
plug.
Hope
it might be my
listening.
Plug on that headset, those headphones.
Oh no, it's definitely the board
All
over
right.
here.
I will find another plug for you. Stand by. I can whip one up.
Oh, I can hear you now. But for the last few weeks, you have to get it in just the right position. You know what I mean?
That's often the case. Mm-hmm. You knew I could do that.
You were waiting for that.
I need you, John. John on the spot. I need you to come up with a contest, either a quiz or whatever you want the contest to be. Use your, because I know that you're very good at this. You love game shows.
I do.
And whatever. So here's what it is. It's a prize package to see Odiseo by Cavalia. It's the greatest. Oh my God. I know. I wish I could give it to you.
Over
but I can't.
In the tents.
Yeah, and this includes a VIP package. Yes, John. Yes, Michael.
I was gonna say this is like the one of the greatest gifts that I have, or the prizes that I've seen
sure
since I've been on the show. So this is a pretty major event, John.
Yes.
I'm so honored that. So you want me to come up with a game for a couple listeners to play?
Yes.
To compete for these tickets, and I mean, just driving by on
the
Lakeshore,
tents?
The tent, it's like, oh, what's going on in there? Something majestic.
It's majestic. It's majestically magical.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it. I saw it opening night.
So the horses, they dance and they strut, or what do they do?
Okay, it's a whole homage to horses, an entire, it is. It's like this, it starts out where they're all kind of like, I mean, I can't explain it as well as I wish I could, but it's there's a lot of digital scenery that sort of transforms you. It transports you from being in a tent to being an Easter Island to being on the side of a waterfall to being like somewhere terrestrial, like extraterrestrial.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Sounds kind of trippy. Man.
It is trippy. There's a merry-go-round descends from the ceiling of the tent that comes down, and there are acrobats. There are men and women on each pole of these, you know, the dancing horses, uh-huh. doing all kinds of, you know, like Cirque du Soleil things. There's there are also women on silks,
sounds
you know, the
graphic.
Twirling.
Wow,
oh, it's amazing. And at the end, there's also real rain, and somehow there's a lake that appears. It just starts, you see this water washing up to the shore, like a sandy shore. Yo, there's like a hill in there. I can't.
Sounds like a dream.
It is a dream. It's unbelievable. And the package we're giving away is the VIP rendezvous. It's the rendezvous experience. With the VIP package.
Are you rendezvousing with a horse?
I think that
is there a horse
you actually are.
Concierge mm-hmm. at the
you actually are. Tent? There's let's see. It's a pair of great seats, a full meal buffet, and you eat in a tent, by the way.
With a horse.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that you want.
You have to eat out of a trough. That,
yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But there is a stable tour. There is a stable tour, so you can meet the horses. Like so, friends. I met Frosty, who is very sweet and gives kisses.
Really?
Yes.
You met one of these amazing horses.
I met many of them, but Frosty was the one that wanted to kiss
Frosty
me.
Frosty was that your favorite?
My pal, yeah. Well, because
do
Frosty.
You remember any of the other names?
I don't.
Bruce?
I didn't ask, because Frosty, you want to get the name of a horse that kisses you. You know, he nuzzles his fuzzy lips on your cheek.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to have to know this horse's name.
Wow,
312-981.
This was quite an experience.
I know. See, I told you it was up close and personal. So the VIP experience includes a full meal buffet dinner before the show. There's dessert at intermission, and it's like just tables filled with fruit and all kinds of pastries, and you could have wine and beer and coffee.
Speaking of pastries, by the way,
the Stan's Donuts.
So we're gonna play a game for this package.
Yes,
for this
people are already
package.
Calling, but we don't know what the contest is yet.
We don't know
yet.
What the game is yet.
Yeah.
I gotta come.
I feel like we have to put these either. We have to have them call back or put them on hold indefinitely because we don't know what the game
I'm
is.
I'm gonna
yet.
Come up with a game during the next commercial break. So when we come back, I'll tell you what the game is. I'm gonna eat one of these delicious Stan's Donuts.
Yes.
That's a lie. I'm not going to eat just one of these donuts.
I know. There's boxes.
There's a lot of donuts here.
So we do have this prize package coming up after the 11:30 news. John is going to come up with our quiz, with our contest. And by the way, this package is valued at $479.
Wow.
It's remarkable.
It's within spitting distance of a $500 prize package.
The horses don't spit at you, but if they did, this is
they
how
could.
Far they
could.
I'm
sure
would.
They would be very powerful, mm-hmm. powerful spitters. Yeah.
It's really wonderful. It's one of the best shows. They call it the best show ever, and
that's pretty brassy.
It is brassy, but they're not that far off the mark. I can't think of anything else I've seen like it before.
Almost best show ever.
I feel like
Patty Vasquez.
Adam heard you complaining about your plug, so Adam is standing at the door.
Oh,
that's Adam,
am
the,
I in
the engineer.
Now?
Yeah, pretty much. More after this on 720 WGN. He's looming. That or it's the donuts. More after this on 720 WGN. It's not any kind of donuts. It's the kind of donuts that make me go nuts. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is the Onions. Not the Onions. Why did I say the Onion? Well, I mean, I know it's part of the Onion, but the
there
AV Clubs.
Things, yeah.
I know, but just it's the AV Clubs. Mm-hmm. John Tatey, host of AV Club with John Tatey on Fusion Television every Thursday night at 8 o'clock Central.
That's right.
Excellent. And we have Stan's Donuts in studio with us. They have their pop art partners with the Rolling Stones donut. It's the create exhibitionism. I love this.
Wait, what? What do they create?
They have they're out. There's a Rolling Stone exhibition at the exhibit at mm-hmm. Navy Pier. They're right. celebrating. Is it 50 years of Rolling Stones?
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
And they're celebrating exhibitionism at this.
The best way with donuts.
It says it's special edition exhibitionism. The Rolling Stones donut to celebrate the Rolling Stones' first ever major exhibit.
Okay.
So they're all. I mean, if you go to Navy Pier, there's a huge tongue painted like in all like American color. Maybe it's British colors because they're kind of the same. But it's very exciting.
It's both. It does double duty.
So the Rolling Stones, the exhibitionism, Rolling Stones team invited Stan's Donuts to create pop art out of their donuts, and they have. There's a big old mouth and tongue on my donut.
Yeah,
I mean
I
not
was
just mine.
At it
mine's
upside
next.
Down, so, yeah.
Is that upside down?
No, you have it right side up. I was looking at it upside down, so I had no idea what it was.
Does it really matter which way the tongue goes? I'm just... In order to make out what it is,
I think
it
makes a big difference, actually.
To be able to tell what it is, to make it out, yes.
Well, and in all contexts, really.
This is so cool. So anyway, they have these donuts. They're going to be, the exhibit at Navy Pier is now open through July 30th. And this is so cool, though. The whole band is involved. Rolling Stones are fully behind.
Involved in the donut.
Yeah, pretty much. They came in and they baked them all. Is that weird?
Can we taste the donut?
Taste
Let's
donuts.
Do an on well, a taste
I,
test on the air.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go ahead and do that. I just
you don't want to taste the tongue.
I will taste the tongue.
Taste the tongue, Patty.
I promise that
if
I will taste
just
the tongue.
In. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we're gonna have a little quiz about Gong Show for the for
Gong
the
Show.
Prize, right?
Perfect. After the 11:30 news, we are gonna have a quiz about Gong Show. You can win a pair of tickets for Odiseo by Cavalia, running through April 28th, I believe, but they're probably gonna get extended. So we're very excited.
Oh,
about
are
that.
They? Going
yeah,
to be
most
more
likely.
Of the horses.
More right. of the horses. So this is a VIP rendezvous experience. Oh, that's a big bite you just took of that tongue. Have you had a bite of the donuts yet, Michael?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Stands are one of my favorites here in the city, in fact. So the minute that I saw these boxes and they had my name on them, I basically bit into every single one that I could try.
Oh, wow. Well, that explains a lot.
I haven't had the Rolling Stone one yet because I want it looks so like well-kempt and preserved that I wanted to make sure that John or you got a bite first.
See what you did, John. You
oh,
ruined the artwork.
Terrible
no,
now.
He's just teasing. I love that you ate the tongue.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, there's some sort of like strawberry compote or jam or something.
Oh, is
the
there?
Middle.
Is there? Oh, that makes sense.
There's a lot of it, and in keeping with Stans doesn't skimp on anything.
No,
I'll say that much about their donuts.
And Chief Doughboy Rich Labriola is responsible for a great
oh,
amount of
that.
This artwork. Yes.
Go.
Yes. They're very happy with how it turned out. Are you happy with how it turned out?
Yes, I am. It's delicious. It's a lot of strawberry stuff on the inside. I'll say.
How many tongues do you give it?
Well, my mouth can't stop watering, waiting to take another bite out of it. So I guess whatever the maximum amount of tongues is.
It's so cool. By the way, they have a Bismarck with that's the raspberry jam filling, coated with a vanilla glaze, topped with a hand airbrushed sugary rendition of John Pesh's. How do you think you say that? The famous Rolling Stones Hot Lips logo is what we're talking about when we say there's
raspberry. Tongue. Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. The Rolling Stones donut is going to be available at Stan's locations from April 17th through the 30th for $3.60 each. It's not bad.
That is an excellent donut, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it's handcrafted. Each single one of them is airbrushed with the logo.
You will try it at some point tonight, though,
I'm
going
to do it right now. More after this on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 coming up after the news. We are going to have our Gong Show game show for a pair of tickets, the VIP rendezvous experience for Odiseo by Cavalia.
Oh, you got it. You got to play.
Be good. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We are about to have our contest, our Gong Show game show for a pair of tickets, the VIP rendezvous experience for Odiseo by Cavalia, which includes the full meal buffet dinner before the show, dinner at the intermission, and an opportunity to take a stable tour to meet the horses after the show. John, before we get to our contestants, and I feel like everyone's going to get nervous because we have to screen down to two contestants. It's
yeah,
the only way the game's going to work.
Michael loaded it up with like a thousand contestants.
That's because everyone
here.
Wants to win these tickets. So we're going to figure that out. I'm going to give you a few more moments. I know that you have some things that you want to go through, but yes. I also want to introduce our guests in studio who are here for this weekend's chocolate. Oh my God, the Chicago Artisan Chocolate Festival, artisanal foods and charity wine tasting, all to benefit Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer Foundation. Joining us in studio is Aisha from Cocoa Cravings. Am I saying cocoa? Because I've heard cocoa. Cacao.
Cacao.
Is it cacao?
It's Cocoa Cravings.
Can you use the microphone? There you go. Sorry. Yeah. No, it's okay. You're like, the headphones? No, those are good too.
Those are good? Okay.
Yes, excellent. Is it cacao or cocoa?
Cacao is the raw cocoa bean, uh-huh. And cocoa is the processed cacao.
Okay.
So Cocoa Cravings is the company.
Cocoa Cravings. Yeah. It's fantastic. I crave a lot of things that are cocoa.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
And Brian, you are with Mozart Chocolate Liqueur.
That's correct.
I'm not telling you as though you didn't know.
Right.
But
yeah.
I am explaining to the listeners who don't know. You have been at work with a shaker in studio. What have you prepared?
Oh, I'm making some chocolate martinis.
Hello.
Perfect for midnight.
Yes. Right? Appropriate for midnight, right. Some would say.
We're using our Mozart chocolate liqueur from Austria.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And what have you brought, Aisha?
I have some drinking chocolate here. Ooh. With berries.
Okay.
Yeah. And some real dark cocoa chocolate, rich dark chocolate.
Excellent.
Three flavors, 65%, 55%, and 71%.
And that's the ratio of cocoa?
Of the cocoa, actual cocoa fat and cocoa in the bar. And they're made with Criollo beans, which is like only 15% of the chocolate in the world is made with that.
And that's something that was explained to me one time by a was it chocolatier?
I believe that's the terminology.
The appropriate term?
Yeah.
It was explained to me that a lot of American chocolate is mostly like milk and sugar and the ratio of cocoa.
Sounds good to me.
I know. But then you're not getting the pure cocoa. Well, we're gonna indulge in some chocolate in just a moment and cocoa and chocolate martinis. We do have our contestants on the line. John, do you have we have a screening question in order to whittle this down to two contestants.
I do. We have four eager contestants on the line, Carrie, Kent, Glenn, and Susan, but only two of them can advance to the quiz.
Okay.
Because I only have so many questions, people. I'm only one man.
That's right, and I threw this at him after the show started.
So
to be fair.
What we're going to do is we're going to have a little number guessing game, and the two people who come closest to the question are going to go on to the quiz, okay?
I like it.
And the question is, we're going to get all the guesses first before I reveal the answer. The question is, how many episodes did The Gong Show have in its original NBC run? Make a guess. No Googling.
No Googling.
Yeah,
oh, wait. Hold on. Here, Carrie, go. How many episodes?
24.
Okay, stand by. We have 24. Is someone writing these down? Kent? Hi, Kent.
Hi, 75.
Okay, 75. Glenn? How many episodes, Glenn?
200.
Okay. Glenn goes 200. Okay.
Stand by. And Susan, how many episodes, Susan?
125.
Okay, stand by. Who are our two contestants?
Glenn and Susan are the winners. It's actually 501.
What?
It's on every weekday. There were a lot of episodes. So the last two contestants, Glenn, I'm sorry, Carrie and Kent, you were so conservative, but unfortunately it's 501. It's a lot. And Glenn and Susan were closest.
It is. Carrie, I thank you so much for calling. And try again for other prizes that we have coming up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. Non-horse
thank
prizes
you, Carrie.
Coming up.
I know, but non-horse prizes. Hey, Kent, thank you so much for competing from all the way from Buffalo
no
Grove.
No problem.
All right, here we go. Thank you. Have a great night. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, we have our contestants. We're locking in Glenn, and we're locking in Susan. All right, here you go. It's a head-to-head battle.
It is. Okay, so I've got four questions and a tiebreaker question if we need it.
Okay.
So let's see if anybody's in after four questions. I'm going to give this one to you first, Glenn. All right, you're up first.
Sure.
Chuck, this is all Gong Show trivia, by the way. Chuck Barris was the host of The Gong Show, of course, also the creator. And Chuck Barris once saw an NBC stagehand dancing backstage and made him a recurring character on the show. The stagehand's name was Gene Patton, but he was better known as what?
Gene the Dancing Machine.
Wow.
That is correct. All right. Oh, the crowd is going wild.
They're going nuts.
All right. Susan, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Susan, it's your turn. One recurring celebrity judge on The Gong Show was a B-list singer with the same name as a famous banker. She was J.P. what?
Morgan.
Yay!
Okay.
All
the
right.
Crowd goes wild again. Glenn and Susan tied 1-1. All right.
I'm getting nervous.
I know.
Me too.
This is tense. I think they're going to blaze through these questions, too. I should have made them harder. Glenn, here you go. The creator of The Gong Show, Chuck Barris, also created a number of other TV game shows. Name one.
The Newlywed Game.
That was fast.
That's very fast.
Yes.
He's not Googling these.
No, he's not. No, he knows stuff. This stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, The Newlywed Game. Before that, The Dating Game. Also a very strange game called Three's a Crowd that was like The Newlywed Game, except it was played with a husband, his wife, and his secretary.
No!
Yes.
Come on!
Yes, this is true. And it basically ruined Barris's career because the backlash to it was,
sure,
was pretty strong.
Sure, but funny.
Okay, it's 2-1 in favor of Glenn, but Susan has not had her second question. Susan, are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, me too. One Gong Show broadcast had to be pulled after its East Coast broadcast because the network censors were alarmed by an act in which two young girls sat down on stage and sensuously ate frozen treats. They are popularly known as the Blank Twins.
Oh,
Popsicle?
That's correct.
Wow.
Someone is really getting into it.
That audience is crazy. Yeah. All right, now we're tied.
Okay, we're tied after two. So I do have a tiebreaker question. And so we're going to have a buzz-in system, all right? You have to yell out your name to buzz in. And I'm going to let Patty be the judge of who buzzes in first.
All right, here. Okay? And I need you to do it. I need you to, for an example, I need you to yell out your name when I get to one. I'm going to count down. Ready? Yell your name at 3, 2, 1.
Glenn.
Susan.
See? All right, Susan. Now you know. When you know the answer, yell your name faster, okay?
Yeah,
you gotta. If you and Glenn also just yell your name out when you know the answer.
Okay,
here we go.
Sure.
You can stop me at any time.
Thank God it's a man and a woman because it's easier to tell.
That's right. Okay, yell it out when you know it. You don't have to wait for me to finish the question. Here we go. The Gong Show's resident stand-up comic.
Susan.
Susan. Susan's not playing. Go ahead, Susan.
James Farr.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to finish the question for
Glenn. Wait. All right, Glenn, you want to answer the question?
Do you want to hear the whole question? You can listen to the whole thing now. The Gong Show's resident stand-up comic never showed his face and always performed with a paper bag on his head. What was his stage name?
The Unknown Comic.
That is correct.
Wow. Yay.
But I like Susan's tenacity.
I did too. Susan, for your tenacity, we have an Apt Electronics gift card for you. You can go to apt.com. That's ABT.com. Visit their store in Glenview or online at ABT.com. And they've been pleasing people since 1936. Thank you so much, Susan. Congratulations. And Glenn, you have won a pair of tickets to the Rendezvous VIP experience for two at Cavalia Odiseo. By Cavalia, I know that name differently. They say it back and forth, but you'll know it. You'll
Cavalia
love it.
It's tough.
It is.
Odiseo.
Odiseo. That's a pair of seats to see the show, a full buffet meal before the dinner buffet. What is wrong with me tonight? I'm excited about the chocolate there, Brian. It's a full meal, buffet, dinner before the show, dessert and intermission, and an opportunity to take a stable tour to meet the wonderful horses that perform in the show. Have a great time, Glenn. Congratulations.
Thank you
so much, Glenn.
I'm a loyal listener.
Oh, aww. Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate that. I hope you have fun. Let us know. Take some pictures and post them, okay? When you go to the show.
Thanks.
All right, hold on the line, and Michael will take your information.
Two great players
tonight. Thank you.
Both Glenn and Susan, we're killing it.
Absolutely. That was a blast. Thank you, everybody, for playing. We have in studio with us more exciting things. This is, for me, chocolate is as extraordinary as any show that I might go see. I would say that Chicago...
We haven't even had the crazy chocolate stuff yet.
Not the crazy chocolate stuff yet.
Oh,
the
wow. cocoa. This is a packed show.
It is crazy packed. And I feel badly because I need to get them some water. I have Pellegrino. Would you like some Pellegrino water, Aisha?
Nice. Yeah, that'd be great.
Excellent. I have some Pellegrino for you. And you have martinis for me. So this works out very well, Brian.
It's perfect.
And liquid. With chocolate, with berries. This is all good stuff. Aisha, where are you from originally?
India.
India?
Yes.
And how long, do you live in Chicago now?
Yes.
How long have you lived here?
Oh, 17 years.
And how are you finding Chicago in the 17 years? It has its ups and downs, doesn't it?
It has its ups and downs, weather-wise, but otherwise, I think it's the best city.
Really?
I've ever lived in, yes. And I've lived in many, many cities, yeah.
My mom is originally from Mexico, and I asked her why, like during a particularly cold winter.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I asked her why she picked Chicago, and she said, "I wasn't planning to stay," but I think that she's come to love our city as well. I mean, you laugh when I ask how she's finding our city. My mom, after 40 years, is still going, "I'm not sure yet."
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I mean, it has its ups and downs.
It has its ups and downs. My mom visited once, and then it took 10 years for her to come back.
When did she visit? What time of year?
Yes.
Well, the first time she came, we kind of made her stay over the winter, and she never came back for 10 years.
Yeah, don't do that. Never.
I know.
Yeah, you have to have her come back in April or May.
Yeah, that's right. So she came back. She enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that she gave it a second chance.
Yes, she did.
Brian, where are you from originally?
I'm from Central Illinois, so small town, Decatur, Illinois.
Oh, we were familiar with Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah,
they're in our listening area.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what got you into the chocolate industry?
You know, I actually have been in the wine and spirits industry for almost 20 years, and I've worked in bars in Chicago, and that's how I got into this business. So I work for an importer. We're based in Paris, and we work with a lot of small artisanal brands. That's a tough word.
I know. You heard me say artisanal. Yeah, right? Artisanal.
Right.
How did you say it?
Artisanal.
Artisanal. Artisanal. Yeah. I have to write that down.
So yeah, it's great. We work with a lot of small brands from Europe, from Germany, Austria, France, and Italy. And we work with this wonderful brand from Austria, which is brand new to the States. So we're thrilled about it, called Mozart.
Excellent. I'm excited. They're both Aisha from Coco Cravings and Brian from Mozart Chocolate Liqueur participating in this weekend's Chicago Artisan.
Chocolate Festival.
Artisanal foods and charity wine tasting, April 22nd and 23rd at the Stephen M. Bailey Auditorium at Plumbers Hall, which is at 1340 West Washington Boulevard. That's right here in Chicago, Saturday from 11 to 6 and Sunday from 11 to 5. And this is for chocolate lovers of all ages. And even if you don't like chocolate, come and try out different things. You have wine tasting.
Have some charity wine, yeah.
A lot of local vendors, with over 40 vendors, charity wine tasting. And all of this goes to support the Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer Foundation. I'm going to try some of this during the break. More after this on 720 WGN. Good job on that Gong Show game show. That was excellent. Thank you, John.
With a spin traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation.
You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. The third Chicago Artisan Chocolate Show takes place Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd. 50 artisans will share unique creations of mouthwatering chocolates and artisanal foods. Enjoy demonstrations and see chocolate sculptures take shape. Just bring your taste buds to the historic West Loop at Stephen Bailey Auditorium, Plumbers, which is Plumbers Hall. I don't know where Plumbers. Have I been to Plumbers Hall? I'm asking you as though
it's a beautiful facility.
I've lived here my entire life. Was it called something else before Plumbers Hall?
I think it was Union Hall.
Union Hall.
That they makes used to. Yeah, Plumbers that was Union part Plumbers. Of it. Yeah, it was the Plumbers Union Hall.
Plumbers Union Hall. Yeah. Yes, I think that's what
that might be. I have to go take a look and be like, oh, that building. Yeah. Like they say it was that building.
Where is it? What part of the city is it?
Randall.
It's a West Loop. Yeah.
The West Loop. All right. So this
we should know it.
Parking is free, which is important. Parking is free, and a portion of proceeds and special wine tasting support Bare Necessities, which is a pediatric cancer foundation. You can visit Chicago. I can't. What is wrong tonight? There's too
chocolate.
Much food. There's chocolate. Visit Chicago. I did it again. Visit chocolateevents.net. Chocolate. I keep wanting to say Chicago.
Well,
because it is a Chicago artisan chocolate event.
I tried some of the chocolate during the break, as you know, Patty, and
you're much better at reviewing chocolate than I am. I'm like, that's delicious. You're like, the taste sort of develops
that's
in your
what
mouth.
I said. After, it really does. Like, you keep tasting it for a while, and all these. What were some of the things that I was tasting?
The bouquet, the natural bouquet. And most people don't know this, but chocolate, actually, if it is really good chocolate that's not been tampered with, it has over 600 flavors, subtle.
600.
Yes,
wow.
600. Your taste buds, that's the reason why people go crazy about good chocolate.
So is there
it slowly develops.
There's a community then of chocolate enthusiasts in the same way there's wine enthusiasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know about in the US, but certainly in many other parts of the world. And I think in the US too now.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Quite
somebody,
a lot, yeah.
And you also partook of the chocolate liqueur.
The liqueur and the martini were both delicious. We're being spoiled.
I'm like, keep bringing things to me. No, this is wonderful.
So I missed it because I was frantically writing the Gong Show quiz, but where...
Mozart chocolate liqueur is what we're
Mozart.
Drinking.
Mozart, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's from Salzburg. So kind of where,
like
where it should be from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he from Austria?
That's it.
Yeah, Salzburg.
Is it you said Salzburg?
Yeah. Salzburg, Austria.
What show am I listening to? Could you put my show on my headphones? Because I'm not sure I have the right thing on right here. How did you get involved, Aisha, with this festival?
So one of our customers actually wrote me and said, hey, how come you're not going to be at this festival? And that's honestly how I knew about it. It's the truth.
Where's Aisha?
The system works.
She's like, hold on a second, I'll be right there.
That's exactly what I did. So I called them up and I said, hey, do you have a spot? And it was amazing. He said, yes, we do. And what do you have to offer? I said, we're the only company that makes drinking chocolate. We actually have real drinking chocolate. It is the real deal.
Wow, good answer. You were ready.
Yeah. Yes.
You're like, listen, pal. You ever heard of drinking chocolate? Because
I'm bringing the drinking chocolate.
It's not Swiss mix.
No.
Right.
Is that a dirty word?
Swiss mix? Yeah, well, it's a lot of sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
It's all the sugar.
It's why I ask. I just wanted to.
And how can people find your chocolate?
It's currently available only online, but we are going to be in Whole Foods in September.
Oh, Congratulations.
Thank you. CocoCravings.com. That's where. And actually, we have an offer. If they punch in WGN17 at checkout, they get 30% off. Thanks
30% off. That's too much. I think, give me some of that 10%. I'm kidding. 30%
off. 30% off. Yes.
30% off your checkout at CocoCravings.com. And that's WGN17 for a 30% discount.
Absolutely.
Wow. So even if you're hearing it on the podcast, does that count?
Yes.
Like tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Tomorrow. If they put it in, whoever puts it in gets it.
CocoCravings.com.
We have 100 offers. Yeah, 100.
All right. Snatch those up. 30% off if you type in WGN17. And Brian, how'd you get involved with the artisanal?
So,
festival.
Yeah, like food. I said, I've been with the wine and spirits industry for 20 years in Chicago, and it's just a fun industry. Tasting all these chocolates, I'm so excited to come to this festival. We are bringing out a brand that was launched years ago, and it's come back to the U.S. just recently. So we're thrilled that it's come back to the U.S. So used to be owned by the Jim Beam company, and now it's not. And so we import the brand from Austria.
And how can people find out where to purchase the Mozart?
Through our website, which is ourniche.com, ourniche.com. And you can find a link on there.
And Aisha, again, where can people find your offering of the 30% discount and your wonderful chocolate?
Coco Cravings. That's Coco, the word Coco, and the word Cravings, automatic after chocolate. Mm-hmm. CocoCravings.com.
And that's COCOA.
A. Mm-hmm. Cravings, CRAVINGS.com. And, or if you walk into, we have a little outlet. We actually make most of all the drinking chocolates are made right here in Chicago. We just import from Ecuador.
Huh? What?
The raw material, yes. We just import the cocoa, the Criollo bean powder, the cocoa powder from Ecuador. We blend it all, small batch made. Or the blueberries are from Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. And those are wonderful blueberries.
And the snozberries are snozberries.
Good to know.
Yes, uh-huh.
And are you prepared for giving demonstrations and having conversations?
Yes, I'm actually going to be one of the speakers there at the show.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, yeah. And Brian, how about yourself? Are you going to be shaking up those martinis for guests?
We will be making some Mozart drinks at the festival. My colleague is actually coming in, and he is from Austria, and he will be presenting.
We'll check out Brian from Mozart Chocolate Liqueur and Aisha from Coco Cravings. Again, that's CocoCravings.com. And type in WGN17 for your discount. But check them both out at the Chicago Artisan Chocolate Show, which takes place this Saturday and Sunday, April 22nd and 23rd. And you can go to chocolateevents.net for your delicious discount tickets and details. And parking is free, which is really a big perk, by the way, mm-hmm. for Chicago. Thank you so much for all the wonderful treats.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the show. And really, again, for a great cause, Bare Necessities Pediatric Cancer Foundation.
Cacao?
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is the AV Club's John Tatey, the host of AV Club with John Tatey on Thursday nights, Fusion Television, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock Central
8 o'clock
time.
Central.
And I'm geeking out over here. Someone is in the studio.
Steve's not going to have anything left for the segment. He just ran you through the whole phone.
I'm pretty sure he has more, but he just upped my selfie game. We are playing with the Samsung 8.
Beautiful new telephones. And this is an iPhone guy. This is a good-looking telephone from Samsung.
Great. Well, in the commercials, because they call it the infinity screen.
Yes.
And so you have the water display, and you're like, where does the water end and where does the screen start?
I think I can tell where the screen starts. It's not that amazing.
It is. The commercials are amazing. I'm not sure. I'm confused. I'm easily confused, but they take it to a new level is all I'm saying.
They certainly do.
Steve, where are you from?
So I work for Verizon here locally in the Chicago area, and been with the company for about a year. I was actually a tech reporter for more than a decade, and so I've been definitely someone that's geeked out for a long time, and I get really excited, as you can tell, with technology. So love talking about it.
I did take the phone out of his hand when he was trying to take a selfie. I'm like, give me that. But then I think his were actually better. So
we'll take another one afterwards. We were rushed a little bit, you know?
I know, we were trying to get it done.
So these things are all screen that we're looking at.
Yeah, it's all, there's no edges to this, which is hence the infinity display.
There you go. You're doing their marketing for them, Pat.
I've had them for about a week, and I find when it's at my desk, I just keep wanting to touch it. I see it, and I want to touch it.
They are. It's,
Mine won't open up anymore, though.
I got to unlock it for you. I got that locked with my fingerprint my irises. So if you scan my irises, you can get in there, too.
Wow. Oh, well, I left my iris scanner at home.
Now, Michael, are you worried about having your iris scan and having that somehow like uploaded to the cloud? Does that make you nervous at all?
I feel like it couldn't be a good thing in the long run, but you know, for now, I think it's darn cool. I mean, for Mission Impossible, that you see it and everything, I always wanted to try it.
Michael's so positive about everything. Even something that he believes is dystopia, he's like, but it's okay
for
now.
But for now. Yeah. Yeah, it's totally fine.
I mean, if it's put in the right hands, I mean, who knows?
In Verizon.
I trust Verizon with the other one.
Good save.
Well, it's actually locked into a very secret part of your phone, so what we're told is you don't have to worry about it. It's actually stored right there on your device, and what it does is it looks at the intricacies of our iris itself and then turns that into an actual code that the phone uses, and it's apparently unique to each of us.
How do you not go cross-eyed when you're trying to get your iris scanned? So two circles appear at the top of the screen?
Yeah.
Were you just getting scanned?
Yeah, it scanned me. But
what happens when you set up the phone, you'll just kind of look at the phone itself, and it uses its camera to take a picture of your iris. Now, I've got it locked to my irises, so you won't be able to get in.
I'm going to keep trying.
You can try. If you get in, let me know.
Yeah, I don't know. When I hold it up, it has two circles.
If you push, there's a magic part of the bottom of the screen. If you press and hold, it's almost like it's a fake click. It doesn't actually push in, and then that actually starts the iris scanner for you.
I'm so easily distracted. I really am like that dog from Up, aren't I? Squirrel! These are great. So what else sets it apart?
Obviously,
the display screen. You were showing me some elements of the camera.
So
tell
it's actually, it's a much larger screen in a smaller package. So if you put it next to an iPhone, in terms of screen size, it's actually a bigger screen, but in a smaller package. So what I mean is when you hold it, it doesn't feel very big. But that's because you're looking at something that's 83% screen, which means there's not a lot of... They talk about the bezel, you know, being gone and this infinity screen. It's true. I mean, it's mostly screen from the front. So the idea is when you look down, what you're seeing is screen and not plastic or things that aren't going to excite you.
Yeah, because I have... my phone's a little... I do have a Note 5.
Excellent. About time for an upgrade.
Maybe. But what
smooth.
But
wow, Steve. That was good.
But here's the thing I love about my phone is I love my cover. I know I can get another one. Do they still do this at Verizon?
Absolutely. You guys do the clip destination art? Store's got it. Yeah. I'm assuming that's where you went.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do that right in store. And they can have that made for you and put it right on your device as you walk out.
Oh, you had that custom made?
At
by
Verizon.
The Verizon people?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did
right,
that.
Right up the street here. We're like a half mile from it.
I sent them some ideas for Wonder Woman clip art, and they said they tried different things depending on what fits on the cover, and they found this one, and I love this. This phone I was using when Speaker Madigan was giving a press conference, and all the reporters are out there in the hallway with their microphones and their, you know, the logos from their news stations, and I have Wonder Woman just videotaping him. He looked up and he winked at it. I'm just saying, he winked at the Wonder Woman.
I'm sure he did. It's a beautiful case.
It's stunning, I would say.
Yes.
Well, you can say that, Steve.
It's been through a lot.
Do you make them for every phone?
They do. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different case designs, and they're made upstairs. And then what's cool is, I don't know if you were there for it, but they actually come down this little pipe in the store. And then they pop it out and give it to you and put
down
it on
a device.
Pipe.
He has a Willy Wonka feel tonight, isn't it?
You know, it
kind
of is.
Yeah.
It actually goes whoosh. When you get it.
I like that.
You know what else they have? They have a green screen, so you can actually take a picture of yourself in front of the Eiffel Tower or on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Or Chicago.
Or Chicago, yeah.
Okay, I mean, we have Snapchat.
It's corny.
Like, yeah.
I know, but you put it on your cover. I'm saying you can put it on there as
well. Oh, okay, I got it. I keep forgetting that we're talking about the covers.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. That's cool. I'll give them that.
So speaking of Snapchat, you mentioned that the S8s actually have this really cool filter feature built in, so you don't have to launch Snapchat to get those cool overlays on your face.
Yeah.
They've baked it right into the phone itself now, so you can get fun, goofy animal faces, be an astronaut, things like that, and then post it on Facebook or wherever you want. So not that all of us need to do that, but it just gives us a reason to pick up the phone and play
Steve,
a little bit more.
Steve, you have an answer for everything. I was just making a wisecrack, and Steve has a feature of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steve, as a Verizon guy, how do you feel about the Sprint commercials with the old Can You Hear Me Now?
You know, what we've said is Can You Hear Me Now was back in 2002. We've moved on to Can You See Me Now? Our network has advanced that far, so they're fine having
I cannot
old
slip
pitch
one
man.
Past Steve. He is ready. Yes, good answer, Steve.
That's why Verizon sent him. Now? He should be in the national ads for Verizon, shouldn't
Steve?
He?
Let's yes. start that petition. Let's get it going.
Steve the Gadget Guy. Dun, 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 dun. I'm just saying.
Steve, I'm not even I'll admit, I'm not a Verizon customer yet.
We would love
I'm,
to have you in the family. Yeah,
I'm very impressed by this interview. I cannot shake him. Okay, so now I've heard that this is what we're going to see. Like I said, I'm an iPhone guy, even though I think this is a beautiful phone. But I've heard this is basically what we're going to see with Apple do. You think everybody's going to go this way whole screen being the phone?
It's been a popular design. I will say there's a reason that Samsung went all in with the Infinity display. Now, this is my opinion that I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. Rumor has it that there are changes coming to the iPhone as well. Actually, I was just reading about some of them in the green room before this interview. And, you know, there's...
That's why he knows everything.
I don't stop, right? Yep.
Studying.
So I would say, are changes coming? Absolutely. What are they? You know, Apple's not going to tip their hand until the fall of this year. But
speaking generally, this seems to be
you know,
the trend.
It is. You know, you're seeing the new designs come out. They're definitely rounded. They feel good in your hand. They're not just functional. They actually are kind of a piece of art for us as well. And they help us express ourselves in a way. And I think what Samsung's done here is really going to get people who have been fence sitters and thinking that phone designs haven't changed in years. Why do I need to upgrade? Things are pretty much the same. But when you hold it in your hand, you can feel something different about it, and I think that's what they're going for, and that's why they didn't do a regular version and a curved version this year. They went with two types of curved versions.
They committed. So let's say that I am so enamored with this phone that I wanted to get a spare. I'm asking you to justify a purchase here, Steve. Okay?
Oh, I think you're going to be
ready for that. Okay. Now I have my main phone. Now what if I want like a side piece? Now justify that purchase. What can I use it for?
Here's what I'm thinking. You've got it's a beautiful piece, right? So if whether you want to put a Wonder Woman cover on it or not, right. You go out in public, people are definitely going to look and
like
notice.
I like a case. I like the object itself.
I do too. I can't go.
How
with
durable
the case
are these?
They're durable. I'm not going to tell you to put it on the ground and you know slam it. Now there are versions like our Droid Force. You can drop that on the ground. It's going to be fine. Now this one I would not recommend doing.
Not this
that.
One.
The Moto Z Droid Force.
I don't know if it's a Droid Force or not. Here you get to. I'll
take
it.
Yeah. But that
I
one.
I put a case on it anyway, just in case.
That one has the Shatter Shield technology. You go in our store in Michigan Ave. We actually have a spot where you can take it and slam it onto various different pieces of like concrete and floor. It hurts my heart every time people do it.
Yes.
But it survives. Back to this. We're justifying your purchase.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Think of this. Upping your selfie game, right? 8-megapixel front camera on that, so it's going to be amazing pictures. I actually showed Patty one of the pictures I took this weekend with the Chicago skyline behind me. It does this amazing selective focus mode, makes it look like a professional picture. So if you want to up your game a little bit, that's definitely the way to do it. They've also added a new artificial intelligence engine called Bixby. This was an acquisition Samsung made a year or so ago. They're adding it in. It has Google Assistant, so if you're comfortable with the OK Google or a feature like that, you can still do that. But they have this button on the side of the device. If you press it, it's on the left-hand side, right underneath the volume. It'll pop it up, and what it shows you there is relevant information to you. So it's probably got something about my alarm clock right now, saying I should be getting ready to go to bed and reminding me what time it wants me to get up tomorrow.
Gallery today.
Yeah, so it'll
my
have...
schedule.
It starts to remind you, too, like if you contact a friend, maybe you send a text message or you call them at a certain time or a spouse on the way home. As you get to those, if you do that more and more often, it starts to remind you like, hey, you know, you normally call so-and-so at this time of day. Would you like to call them now? Or
Wow. Bixby.
It was kind of creepy, though, because like me and a buddy realized that we actually text around the same time every day, because I was like, my phone just said you text me around this time, and you literally just texted me.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Bixby.
Yeah, Bixby does it again.
Bixby would be like, hey, Patty, you're driving right now. Usually this is when you make all your phone calls by Bluetooth. I do. I do a lot. I'm not a big texter. I'm more of a talker. I end up texting
like
with
that.
You. Yeah, I like talking. I clearly, but yeah. So that's what Bixby would be like. Hey, you're driving right now. Would you like to
time
engage
to make
your
a call?
Exactly.
I wish you'd call me sometime. You can reply to a text by calling.
All right, I will do that. Yeah. I used to, but I feel like there's some people who like to text. Plus, you use a lot of emojis.
I don't know how to use emojis though.
What?
How else do you express yourself?
I don't know how to do a rocket. I don't have a rocket emoji on my. I don't know if you can find that.
We're going to talk a commercial. Yeah, we'll get this figured out.
Show Patty how to do a rocket.
There's a great keyboard I'll have you download called Gboard. It'll work great.
I like my conversations to just be a multi-sensory experience.
It
for
is.
You, Patty.
I was like, what is that rocket for? Things are going to be explosive.
I got to go, by the way.
You have to go?
Yeah, I'm
well,
say
bye,
goodbye.
John Tatey. Every Thursday night on Fusion AV Club with John Tatey. And find the things that he reads also at the AV Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where you are.
And the things that I write, even.
The things that you write, even. There's so much work there. You can catch up on every season of 6 Feet Under, along with other things. Conversations with your mom.
Yes. And there's
how is your mom?
She's good.
Excellent.
She's good. Yeah.
All right. Tell her to say hi.
I will.
I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Did we justify the purchase yet?
I think we're getting closer.
Probably. Yeah.
Have a great night, John.
Okay.
Talk to you later. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's Trending Tuesday, and joining us is Verizon's gadget guy, Steve. Steve the gadget guy. Whatever sort of formation of that you would like.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
You just blew my mind with another piece of technology. and it's so, because you already explained it, you've got a new car. You have a new Volkswagen.
Yeah. First car in a long time.
And it's stressful to go to a mechanic because you always feel like, okay, they say a whole bunch of things and I'm like, okay, can you fix it?
Right.
And they tell you that something's about to blow, something's about to go, something's about to fall off. Although I have to say one time I drove away from a auto body shop and the lug nuts had not been screwed on.
Oh,
time.
No.
I know. Is that the biggest?
That is like one of my fears.
Never mind then. It didn't happen. But with this, I wonder if that would have your device that you have. Tell me about this car device.
Yeah, so this is called Hum. And what's cool about this, and I know unfortunately the listeners can't see it, but.
Yes, they can. We're streaming
live.
Oh, awesome. They go to WGNradio.com.
Very cool. Well, then they can see it. So this little device plugs into your OBD port on your car, and every car 1996 or newer has this port. It plugs in. It's the same port that your mechanic actually plugs in to see what's wrong with your car. And so you plug that in. It actually has a cell chip built into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that feeds information to an app. And in a very easy to understand way, you can figure out if something's wrong with your car. Like, you and I both can look at this and see I've got all greens on these indicators for my vehicle, so everything's good to go. But a few months ago, I had my other car, which, you know, every time I rolled in to get an oil change, it was like, you know, the mechanic told me, you're so lucky to be here because your discombobulator's broken and this, that, and the other. And,
I hate when my discombobulator's
right? You know,
not
it's like, they just make up all these words, and then I'm, you know, you pay the money. So anyway, he had told me my alternator was gone, basically, in that I'm lucky I made it there, and I needed to have it replaced immediately. I couldn't go get a second opinion because it had to be done now. Usually a big flag, by the way. So I pulled up the app, and I showed him. I said, you know, this is showing me that the alternator is just fine. It had a green light to it. And he said, what's that? I said, well, that's Hum. And this is feeding me live information from my vehicle right now. And so we can actually push a button on this device, which hooks onto your visor, that will connect us to a live third-party mechanic who can also see this information and let us know if what you're telling me is true. And so he did backpedal and said that sometimes his computer he uses will read out funny. And so likely he was just getting a misread on it, in which case that misread would have been hundreds of dollars for me. And so, you know, for me, this paid for itself in one visit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, where is the third-party mechanic then?
It's just somebody over the phone. I actually don't know where they're located, but they're at a call center.
Right. And it is, I mean, obviously it's important for them to get the information right as well.
Right.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Absolutely. And so what they'll help you do, you push the button, they can tell you, let's say you're quoted a price, $1,000 for an alternator. They can tell you, okay, in the Chicagoland area, here's what the median point is, here's upper and lower. You know, if it exceeds it, you may want to go try and get a different mechanic to take a peek at it. You know, it's just someone there to help validate the information that you're being told. And I don't want to say I'm certainly not saying that every mechanic is out there to do that. I just think there's a lot of us that have this uneasiness about going because we don't know exactly how our cars work. And you know, when someone says something, you want to be able to trust them.
And it gives you a little bit of, like you said, a little peace of mind because there is anxiety involved.
Absolutely.
In that. That's wild. Now you showed me a watch that you can store music on and then go running, so you don't have to have your phone with you.
So you don't have to store it.
You don't.
If you've got Spotify or Google Play Music,
uh-huh.
This has a 4G chip built into it. So it's got LTE on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So this connects to the Verizon network. I can leave my phone at home. I'm a runner, love to get out and hit the trail.
You are very lean. You're like, you're almost annoying.
Right, I know, I'm trying.
You seem to be somebody who runs at a, you have a high metabolism, I'm just going to guess.
Metabolism, yeah. What I hate though,
Yes.
Is having a large phone flopping on my little tiny arm as I'm running.
So when I go running with my fanny pack, you're saying that's a little bit, that would be too cumbersome
just,
for you?
I just don't like that. I want to be free, right?
And by the way, I do, in fact, Michael, run with a fanny pack. I'm not lying about that.
With the fanny pack?
You've seen me, I had my fanny pack for the stair climb, for the Fight for Air Climb.
I'm still waiting for us to get the pretty late fanny packs to give out to listeners.
I'm big on the fanny packs.
I like
too.
This. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Plus, you can carry an extra battery with my cell phone.
You don't and need all extra.
I know.
Get you the new phone.
Just the watch. Can you make phone calls with the watch?
You absolutely can. So what's really
without the phone?
Yeah. What's really cool? Wait. So you leave the phone at home, and now everything basically you can do with your phone, you can do with the watch. So you get notifications for text messages. You get notifications of phone calls. It'll ring. You can answer it. You can place a phone call, which is awesome. You can actually go ahead and get Spotify. So I'm going to go scroll through here.
Okay. What is this
so
happening?
You can see there's Spotify. It's going to pop up. Now I can Bluetooth from my Bluetooth Bose headphones to the watch and actually play the music to it. And again, it's streaming over the Verizon network. I don't have to worry about having the phone there. As long as I've got a signal, I'm good to go. It's awesome.
Mind blown.
Not only that, but you're keeping track of like your distance, because I also want to get credit for it. One of the reasons I always bring my phone is I want to be able to, you know, accumulate the miles.
Otherwise, it doesn't count clearly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. And it's going to keep track of your heart rate too. So this actually takes readings throughout the day automatically for me. I didn't do it, but I noticed like in the green room, my heart rate was only 60. I was like, man, I'm like really like, I must be going to bed or something. But it'll actually pop it up here for you then and give you in the bottom of Bixby. So you see there, 60 is where I'm at right now.
Steve, how much of your life have you given over to that screen? I just want to know.
A lot.
Yeah. I'm very comfortable with it.
I'm very comfortable.
There are people who are very comfortable with artificial intelligence.
I will tell you, I love the idea. Yeah. Of augmenting who we are as people with some of these capabilities. I would never want to give up who I am for it. But
so singularity is not your goal in life?
We could talk of the singularity forever.
We'll do that in a little bit. We'll get to singularity.
But
he just started blushing. He's like, she just said singularity. I just blew your mind.
Mind blown. Yeah. That's like, if my friends are listening, they will know you've just triggered like another couple hour conversation.
All right.
I just think the idea of being able to, you know, when the information is kept private, and I have full confidence in the companies that I give my information to, that it's being used in a way that I'm comfortable with. And I feel like the benefits that I'm getting back from that outweigh greatly. And I could go into in-depth later on some of this stuff that I share, but just having the statistics on your own life is awesome. I think like some of the stuff that's in Google Maps, for instance, when you enable it on your phone, the location history, being able to see where you've been, folks you've been near, stuff like that. Like for me is great because I can't always remember like interactions that I remember the interactions, but maybe not where they were or when they were. And being able to tie that in, for instance, with Google Photos and doing the face recognition, like stuff is pretty cool when it all comes together.
How long? I mean, I know you've been a gadget guy for a while. And so I get the feeling that you kind of been part of the evolution. You've been, you know, sort of enmeshed in this.
Absolutely.
Since you were young. So it's very familiar to you.
Started with my Tandy back in like 82.
Come on. Wait a minute. How did you have a Tandy in 80? How old? I don't know. It's not okay to ask questions. No. I know not to ask. But you seem incredibly young and but also incredibly knowledgeable. I mean, do you find that people, depending on how much experience, how much exposure they've had to items like this, obviously determines, you know, their ability, comfort level with this. I mean, there must be tutorials at Verizon, like the mega store, the experience store.
Destination store.
Destination. Because it's such an amazing place. It's
fun. You can get lost for hours in there. I do.
It's very cool. We're going to take a call from Rich when we come back from the break. We are hanging out with Verizon's Steve the Gadget Guy. And you have 8 markets that you work?
8 states, yeah.
8 states. This is incredible. He's going to have to be our trending Tuesday guy. More for this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is Steve, the gadget guy from Verizon. If you drill right down to our atoms, it looks like a pixel and there is no free will. That's what I learned during the break, Michael, just so you know.
I knew it all along.
and we could download our memories so they can live for infinity.
Well, we can now, but hopefully in the future, right?
Yeah, but we could. I mean, it's a possibility sometime, and then you could have conversations. But see, we won't. We've lost so many people that you would want to have conversations with. Like, right? Who would you talk to if you could? If their memories were downloaded?
You know, well, I'm a news geek, so like for me, Walter Cronkite would be awesome. Like, yeah. I mean, just to come at the start of journalism and especially broadcasting, mm-hmm. and be a pioneer in the industry, and then see how it's evolved now to this 24/7 always on, like, you know, questionable fact checking,
right?
At times.
Well, and how much of it is influenced by the need for speed,
right?
And the need for information and truth,
right? And I don't fault the organizations because I was in the industry, but it's like, you know, we as a society demand the information so quickly. There's so much pressure on the organizations themselves to turn around that information they're getting. You know, it would just be interesting to have a conversation with him about that.
I don't know who I would pick. I'll think about it. We have some more time. We've been talking about the S8, the Samsung S8.
Yep,
what it's called?
And S8 Plus.
S8 Plus, which is a similar Infinity display, but it's a little bit bigger.
And beautiful.
They're both beautiful. We've talked about the wireless Bose headphones along with the watch, and you can go for a run without your phone.
Yeah, I love that. So freeing.
And also the Hum X
is awesome. Yeah, so that's a Hum X, actually. So this one has Wi-Fi capabilities and HD calling. The regular version called Hum Plus doesn't have the Wi-Fi and HD calling, but does have all the other features.
And this is for your car to evaluate.
Yeah, it just plugs into your OBD port and makes it smarter.
So there you go. And Rich, are you keeping up with all this, Rich? Because I'm trying to take notes. Hey, Rich. From Russia. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey. Pretty good. How are you doing tonight? I've listened to you forever since you've been on the air. I drive truck overnight.
Oh, hey. And thank you so much. Go ahead.
I'm technically impaired, you know, when it comes to this technology. In fact, like my 9-year-old grandson was, or my 7-year-old grandson was mad at my daughter because she told him he couldn't have a phone till he was 9. And I had to look at him and say, you know, you're lucky. I had to wait till they were invented anyway. I got a Motorola Droid X, I think it is. In fact, I don't even know what the name of the thing is. It's the one that has all the attachments that snap on the back that make like a big screen projector. And,
oh, you've got the Moto Z that came out last year.
Right. Right. Now, on my other phones, they all had like a headphone jack, and I could download music onto them and use them like an MP3 player on my motorcycle. Now, this one's got a different charging port. You know, it's not...
It's a USB-C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And there's no actual headphone jack in it. Is there an adapter that...
Yeah, there is an adapter that will fit in there. And what it'll do then is allow you to plug in a normal headphone to it. You won't be able to charge it simultaneously at the same time, but it does have that adapter. And the other way to do it would be to Bluetooth. And I don't know if, you know, the device you're talking about, did you say it was a motorcycle?
Yeah, the speakers are all, they've got a headphone jack that plugs into them. So
yeah, the other option you could do, honestly, they make a really inexpensive Bluetooth adapter that I used in my car make my car a Bluetooth enabled vehicle. And basically you want to look for a Bluetooth adapter that it has a headphone jack out for it, and it would plug in then to your motorcycle, and what it allows you to do then is to Bluetooth from your phone to that, so you wouldn't have to worry about an actual cable going from your phone to the motorcycle itself. And I could, you know, off air we could certainly get your information, and I could send you a link to the one that I have used, and I've liked it a lot. And basically it's rechargeable, so it'll last you for like 12-15 hours of use, and just want to make sure you charge
it.
That's a great solution.
Then another question is like on the other phones I had, the music was actually on the phones. But this one, when I got the new phone, you know, everything went to the cloud. Well, the music, I can find it on the cloud. But now when I play it, am I using data because it's coming back from the cloud, or...
Yeah, if it's coming from the cloud, you would be using data. The other option is you can still download to these devices. So you do have a memory that's built into your phone. And you could, if you subscribe to Spotify or Google Play Music, they do let you download. It's called download in offline mode. And what it'll do then is download it to your device. And you can still use the same playlist that's in there, but it's not going to be pulling it off of from the cloud. So it'll actually be housed on your device. It's meant, especially if you go on an airplane or somewhere you're not going to have internet connection, to still use it. But if you're planning on wanting to save data too, it's certainly a great option.
All right. So look up. All right. Yeah, I'll have to look that up and try to do that, or get my 9-year-old grandson to do it for me. So.
That's
yeah,
so great.
It's not too hard, but yeah, certainly if there's a younger person around, I'm sure they would be able to help you.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Oh, Richard, so great to hear from you. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right. You guys take care. It's always great listening to your show, and you guys keep us awake out here at night. So.
Well, be careful, will you? Yeah. Good to hear from
you. We're going
to
try.
I know. Right. You do. Take care. Do a good job of it. We've got, we also have some text that we'll get to in a moment, but you were mentioning the cloud. So, and I, off the air, I was telling you, and Esmeralda and I have had this conversation about how much you give over to, you know, whether it's the cloud or like Alexa. Remember we were talking about Esmeralda, my husband and my son freaked out.
I've asked it that question if it was connected to the FBI.
And what responses you get?
Well, at first we're just shut off. And then I tried it a few weeks later, and then it went, no, we're not connected to the FBI. It's like, sure,
yeah,
Alexa.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I've got Google Home and Alexa in my house, and I did notice there were certain triggers on Alexa that just shut it down completely. Normally it will say, I didn't understand what you asked, or I don't have an answer. But then you just got the bump.
It's a little shady.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you shut me down, Alexa?
Yeah. Being a little all cloaky and stuff. That's kind of creepy.
When you asked Alexa about Google Home for a while, it did that. It would just not answer. Now it's got a nice answer.
Should have like a Dragnet music or something to it. That'd be really cool. Like the G-Men music. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's wild. So, but people who are worried, you were talking about the fact that you are comfortable handing over your information. Why are you so comfortable with that?
There's nothing in my life that's really worth like someone looking into, and if they want to, great. I don't know. Like for me, like I think about the conversations I have in my apartment. You know, I'm comfortable. If I wasn't, you could always unplug the device if you wanted to.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to be able to transmit when it's off. But for me, the value that I get, like I said, from the integration of that information is far greater for me than I feel like I give up. And again, that's I can't make that decision for people, though. Like for some folks, that stuff they don't feel comfortable sharing, and they don't have to. I mean, that's why we have app permissions, for instance, when you download stuff. Instead of going through and just clicking accept all every time, you know, go ahead and read through what is actually being transmitted.
Oh, you mean like when you should read, I guess you should read the fine print on your airline tickets? See, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say not touching that one.
Just kidding. There are so many things. Okay, here's what we've done so far. We've talked about the Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus. I didn't get the name of the watch. I'm sure you said
so,
it.
So the Samsung Gear S3.
Gear S3, which is incredible. I still don't understand how it functions as a phone.
It's got a 4G
away from your phone.
In it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Is there another? Does the Apple iPhone have iWatch?
The iWatch does not have a cell chip built into it. You know, will they in the future? Potentially, I don't know. But there is a new awesome watch that we're launching as well. That's called Wear 24. It's going to come out on May 11th. I'm super excited about it. So this one that I've got.
You're very excited about a lot of things. I love that about you.
The Gear S3, which I'm wearing now, runs on what's called Tizen. It's a proprietary Samsung created operating system. It is interoperable with both iPhone and Android devices, which I like about it. The new device coming out is actually an Android Wear 2.0 device. It has just a bit more integration with Google. So if you're more comfortable with the Google suite, that device, which is exclusive to Verizon, has a 4G LTE chip built into it as well, but it also gives you that OK Google ability, so you could literally look at your watch, say OK Google, and ask any question you would of your phone, and you don't have to have your phone around. Like I'm telling you, you can leave it in your office, plugged in your house, turned off, like put it under your bed, wherever you want to go with it. Your watch will be able to handle the rest for you. So I'm really excited to check that one out.
Let me ask you this, Steve, and we're going to get a news break here. Well, two questions.
Yeah.
One, can you stay for at least another segment?
Yeah.
Excellent. I thought you might. The other is, what question have you been most surprised by that you had answered by any of your devices? Yeah.
I don't know if it's any one. Well, actually, I do. I have one just popped in my head. So I have a friend who was in pharmacy school, and she came and she was talking to me about, you know, we were having a conversation in my apartment and mentioning all these pharmaceutical companies that she would one day hope to potentially work for. I don't know anything about the pharmaceutical industry. So I just said, okay, Google, like, what is a common brand of drug that I know from this pharmacy? And it actually brought back real live, you know, read a website and found that portion of the website that referred to the drugs that that particular pharmaceutical company made, and just read that back to me. Versus what Siri will do, which will read the top of the web page and then send you a link in your iPhone.
Right.
This actually was contextually reading the web page and brought back just the part that was relevant to me. And I think when you think about how far along AI has come so far and where we're going, like the fact that these search engines can now start to contextually understand the questions we're asking and understand a web page enough to parse it and bring back the specific piece that you want is pretty awesome.
Wow. That is impressive. You know what? I thought mine was impressive. That's impressive. I'll tell you about mine.
All right, I want to hear yours.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio with Steve the Gadget Guy from Verizon. And I really wish you'd heard the show we just did a few minutes ago off the air during right. the news. There's so many things we were talking about. I don't even know where to begin. But he pulled out another toy. And I told Michael Esmeralda, he's like Mary Poppins with gadgets. Every time I turn around, he's like, and now I have this toy. Esmeralda, he just pulled out like this. It looks like a big eyeball on a tripod.
Oh, I see it.
And this you can do 360 video with this on Facebook Live and yeah. for like phone, I'm guessing just like phone
yeah.
video
so it's,
chatting.
It's
things
called
like.
The Samsung Gear 360. It was just announced a couple weeks ago. And what's cool about it is it shoots video and photos in 360 degrees. Lets you natively upload it to Facebook, to YouTube, but you can broadcast live. So talk about taking that live game to the next level, like actually putting your audience in your seat.
Yeah, we would just put it right. I almost feel like it would be like too up close and personal. Like nobody needs to see me in 360, but we could do that.
Do you hook it up to something or it just sits?
It actually, it's functions on its own, or it connects live via Wi-Fi direct to your phone and then beams it off using the wireless network from your phone and sends it out over the web.
My mind is. My mind keeps getting blown. There's nothing left. There's nothing left, Esmeralda. This is remarkable, and I love what you were telling me. Like, if somebody doesn't have a chance to be somewhere, like if it's any sort of a big family event, yeah. and they want to feel like they're there, this is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, they're selling it as the idea that you can capture, like you on a vacation, for instance, and now you can actually relive that memory over and over. That's awesome, and I think that's great. But think about the fact that we've got so many people who either can't, for monetary reasons or physical reasons, travel across the country, right? But we've got all these families getting together, whether it's holidays or graduations or weddings. We're getting into wedding season. Like, think of the fact that you could have your grandma or grandpa, for instance, who can't make it to the wedding. Now you put this little tiny device in the front row, and so they can actually be seated and watch live as the wedding happens. How cool is that?
And I would actually put like a sign that says, "This is grandma."
Right.
What's
or
that?
Put grandma's face on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. A little like seat saver on the little. It really looks like an eyeball.
Right?
This is cracking me up. Michael was saying we have some texts, too, from listeners.
Yeah. Yes, we do. It's ever since you showed us all these products and everything, everyone has been clamoring at the text line right now. There's too many to really read, but here's some good ones that I found from the 773. They wanted to know, do you accept old phones? Do you guarantee that my data is really erased and safe from being accessed?
Yes.
And can I take them to any Verizon store?
Yes, great question. What I always recommend first is if you have the ability to wipe it first, go ahead and do it yourself. But we do take it to a professional organization that will wipe these completely, erase them, refurbish them. If they're usable, they're donated back to survivors of domestic violence for use, again, to get out of the situations they're in. And if not, if they're just too old, the parts are actually recycled, and then those are turned into cash grants that we use and give back into the community. And the second part of that question with regards to the donations, every Verizon store across the country has it. There's a little box. You can bring in any phone. We have people that bring bag phones. We're talking from the 90s.
Sure.
And we'll take them. So,
all right.
And they get turned into cash grants.
And for anyone who's wondering how Michael's like, what?
So kind. What
I know.
A positive thing to do with just an old phone, an old crummy phone.
Well, and think of that with the chargers, too. I actually have a bag going at my place that is just old chargers that I find. And
do
I put
you think
in.
That you're going to need it for something?
Like,
you don't
want
to go? Because that's why I have mine.
Keep one chargers. Of them. Like, you're not going to. Are you going to need three of those? Probably not. Like,
no.
If you don't have a phone that takes it. So I just bag it up, bring it to the store, drop it in. I mean, for one, I feel good because it's being recycled. I don't want to go in the landfill. But two, it's taken up a lot of space in my drawer, and
it's
I don't need it.
Fine. I have a whole bag.
A whole bag?
Moving.
Of phone chargers?
A whole, like, gallon Ziploc bag of phones.
Oh, really?
Bring them in.
Okay, Walter
yeah,
White.
I have to drop them off. Yeah, they're all old. They're like flip phones and Motorola droids and yeah.
You
it's kind of ridiculous.
Bring them in. Go to the you know, you and I should go to the destination store on Michigan Avenue and just and there's like a you can kick a soccer ball, see how hard you can kick it. And there's where you can do like a you
the
can
jump
up.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a treadmill. So you, and you could change the screen for like you're running through the Grand Canyon. I don't know why you would run through the Grand Canyon. That seems dangerous.
You can take a droid and smash it on the ground and get your frustrations out if you want.
Ooh, this is something else you can do as well.
This is at the store.
This is at the destination store. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There's like various different services that you can slam a phone against. It hurts my heart every time it happens.
Not any phone. It's just the phones that are not shattered that can't shatter. Shatter resistant.
That's a good disclaimer.
Unshatterable, unbreakable. Like that's a movie with Bruce Willis. Hold on a second. Let me reel this back in. You walk in, Michael, and it's like one whole wall of just different kinds of speakers.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, they have, and then they have a virtual reality. Do they still have the one where you can do like the hang gliding?
So they changed that.
Okay.
Last time I was in there, that was just Verizon Unlimited stuff, but we're always changing it. But it does have sensors, so you can actually interact with the content, which is cool. They have upstairs drones that you can kind of practice with and fly around. It's like a adult's
paradise. Let's go do a video. We should go do a video there.
Absolutely,
we'll
man.
Do a video. Yeah,
take that, Apple Store.
They didn't let me fly. Last time I was there, they didn't let me fly a drone. They were a little bit concerned because I started to, and they're like, give me that back.
Are you on the no-fly list, Patty?
I have a drone in my car downstairs. I could have brought it in if I would.
Next
known.
Time,
it couldn't fit in my bag. So
I find that hard to believe. There's so much in that bag. What other texts do we have?
All right, from the two. You have a drone in your car?
Well, I mean, it's a mini drone, but yes, I have it in my car.
Yeah, what particular?
It's the new Parrot Swing drone.
Mm-hmm. Man.
It can fly both horizontally and vertically, and it can take pictures.
Steve the Gadget Guy, I assume that you already have a flying car.
I wish. Working on it.
Yeah, no kidding. And then he's going to download his memories to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that his memories will live on in a driverless
car. The car will
car.
Just be me. Right?
Exactly. All right, so from the 219, just carrying on, we have you were talking about the watch that you had that was coming out. And they wanted to know, where do you get the watch and the hub, and how much does it cost?
Yeah, so the good question. So the watch is the Samsung Gear S3. There's two versions. There's the Frontier and the Classic. Frontier is going to be a little bit more of that sleeker look. The Frontier is the more rugged look. That's the one I have. The Classic is a little bit more classic look. Both of those will be available at Verizon starting this Friday or at verizonwireless.com. And then plans, if you've got our Verizon Unlimited, it's just $5 a month and it's unlimited data. So stream all you want with that, which is awesome. The Hum product you talked about, that's for anybody, so any customers. You don't have to be a Verizon customer to get Hum. It's its own separate thing. It does connect to our network, but you can buy that at hum.com. That's HUM.com. Or you can go into a store, and we can help you out. They can even figure out for you if the regular version makes sense for your Hum X. We also have just a free app you can download. If you go into your app store and download Hum, it'll track your driving and give you a safety score based on how hard you accelerate, corner, things like that. If you touch your phone while driving, it also dings you. And that's free, which is nice, especially if you've got younger drivers who you're trying to teach some good habits. If I had a child of driving age, I would have a Hum for sure, because I can set boundaries to make sure they're only going to school and work and home, for instance, or speed limits. If they exceed it, mom and dad get a text message.
Wow. And how much, can I ask how much the Hum runs?
So the Hum is, the lower end version is $30 for the device, and then it's $10 a month. If you want to go with the Wi-Fi plus the HD calling, it's $15 a month, and the device itself is $99.99.
Okay.
So not crazy expensive. Like I said, definitely pays for itself when you go to a mechanic, or just the peace of mind of knowing that you also have free roadside assistance and some other things with it as well.
Well, and also knowing what your driving habits are, I think, is important too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would hook it up to my car, because I don't want to. I already feel like I get criticized enough for the way I drive. I don't know if I needed like a gadget telling me, no,
it
you
is,
really you stopped too hard. You didn't really come to a complete stop at that stop sign.
It is interesting, because I look at that and I'm like, all right, I'm justifying in my head. I was like, but there were people like that needed me to go quicker at the gate at the stoplight, or
right.
It's like you're just starting to judge. It's like, yeah, I guess I was. Maybe cornering a little bit too hard.
I think it's good to learn about what your driving habits are. That's really smart. Okay, so that's a lot of stuff. And I feel like I've kept you very long. And I appreciate your time. That's Steve the Gadget Guy. How can people follow you on Twitter and Facebook and things
Twitter,
like that?
Twitter, it's at SVANDINTER. And then on Facebook, I actually still have my old news one. It's just NEWS, the number 3, Gadget Guy.
Excellent. That's Steve, our Gadget Guy from Verizon. We will see you next month. I know you have some traveling. You're going to be down in Louisville?
Louisville and Cincinnati the rest of this week. We're doing a Thunder Over Louisville is coming up this Saturday, which apparently is the largest fireworks display in the country. I had no idea. But we've installed some really cool network upgrades, including this like crazy thing called a Matzing Ball. Was used at the inauguration and Super Bowl this year, but it allows us to give immense amounts of coverage and capacity to highly densely populated areas. So it's going to be this mobile version that's rolling out for Thunder Over Louisville this year. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I hope it doesn't get hit by fireworks. How do you navigate?
Well, the fireworks are way up in the air. Like,
that's
this,
true.
This
good
is
point.
On pole, you know.
Okay, then. I see shrapnel hitting this.
Let's hope not.
I know. Have you ever been in a fireworks show where there's shrapnel?
I've been there.
Isn't that weird? You're like, wait
is.
A minute. Why am I being pelted with stuff? That's cool. No, I love fireworks. I'm excited to see what that looks like. Are you guys going to be posting that somewhere?
So that'll be, they've got a website, actually, the folks that put that on, and it's just, they do crazy amounts of coverage for it. So I'm just there to talk about the cool tech that we've got and the tech that I, you know, show people how to take great pictures of the fireworks and, you know, get the most out of their experience.
Well, I feel like as we go forward, it's going to be a good way to sort of get people familiar with some of the new technology, get them more comfortable, too. I think there's so much that tech can help you with, whether it's keeping safe or being informed. It's time to, if you kind of feel like things have been passing you by, it's not.
No.
There's always time to learn it. Steve the Gadget Guy is going to keep helping us. From Verizon, safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.
Pleasure
Appreciate
to meet
it.
You. Take a donut. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late, and if you're like me, I think a lot of people are like me, you might have been under the gun to get your taxes done this year. And, April 18th, it was nice to have a couple of days. Maybe some people didn't even know. It's even better to get it done on the 15th because you're like, oh, this is the day. But this year, there were a couple of extra days. So today technically was the last day to file your income tax forms and all the kinds of forms. And Ray Long sent me an article that he has been working on, a piece of journalism that I had no idea that this was going on in the state of Illinois. Ray, tell us a little bit about what you found.
Well, it was real interesting. Hundreds of folks who get state paychecks are not filing their tax returns.
What is I don't understand the thinking behind this.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of strangeness going on. They're actually now getting penalized at $250 each. And they could be hit up for another 10% if they owe something, 10% of what they owe.
Right.
So, but what the State Department of Revenue decided to do was to check. They've periodically checked in the past, and they take the W-2s of the different people, and they run it up against the state payroll, and they determine that, hey, we've got thousands of people here who haven't actually filed their return. So they came up with a number of something like 5,000 some odd who they thought had not filed the returns. They sifted through it. About 28% of them responded some way. They resolved it. They paid. Some got refunds. And then there were other things like, you know, they figured out people were out of state, and so they pay their taxes out of state, et cetera.
Right.
But they narrowed it down even more, and there were 600 left who they thought, you know, we still got to go after these. And 300 of them had already left the payroll from when they checked the records. Now, one thing we haven't said is that this was taxes that were due 2 years ago.
Right.
These were the taxes.
2014.
Yeah, they were the 2014 taxes due in the spring of 2015. And so they're still not handing in their tax returns. They work in state government, you know. These are the folks who are paid with the tax dollars we send in. So there's...
Is that any of the psychology behind not filing their taxes? Like, the state pays me, why should I pay the state?
Yeah, there must be something going on there. Well, and then what we get down to was there's 312 who are still getting these state paychecks, and two of them are state lawmakers. They wouldn't say who, of course, and that's the question everybody has, who is it? But because of privacy concerns, they wouldn't tell us. Now, they assume, they said, the Department of Revenue, that these two folks actually do owe, but they don't know for sure because they don't have their returns.
Okay, so this goes into, I mean, a lot of people are talking, obviously, about the president's tax returns,
yes,
right? And
yes,
it would be interesting to know whether or not your lawmaker is being as responsible and setting a standard by which we are all supposed to operate.
Sure, sure.
And whether or not they're filing their taxes at all and paying taxes.
Right, right. And if they don't owe anything, well, great, just file your return. It's not that hard, really. So a lot of people have that. They said they actually, in their first round, they did a round of letters they sent out last summer. And there were five lawmakers all of a sudden. They talked to three of them.
Uh-huh.
And three of them either got refunds or settled somehow or took care of it or determined there wasn't a liability. They didn't exactly say how or what went down. But that three of them actually responded. There's two still hanging.
And they won't discuss, I know that you had been trying to find out what the tax liability was for this group of Illinois employees.
Right.
And what that, because obviously it's not going to, our budget, well, how far out of whack are we now? $13 yeah. billion dollars behind?
Exactly. $13 billion, give or take, you know, a few hundred million one
but it,
way or
it
another.
It matters yeah. when people who yeah. are, you know, following the law,
right.
paying their part, and then you find out that people who are working for the state of Illinois, you know, when we're broke, are right. not paying their fair share.
Right. I talked to one lawmaker, David McSweeney from Barrington Hills, a Republican, who is pretty much an anti-tax person anyway. But he says, you know, I pay my taxes, I pay them on time. And this is particularly, his words, outrageous, given that so many of his colleagues are talking about raising taxes on the general populace.
Right. Well, and I have to imagine there is a bit of there has to be a little bit of a frenzy amongst the lawmakers to find out who it is. Because yeah. once they find out that yeah. those two lawmakers are going to get an earful.
Yeah, because they
and they'll be mocked, by the way, mercilessly. Yeah. Once
yeah.
people
yeah.
find
I'm
out.
Yeah, I'm sure they're keeping their heads down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But like Larry Massal, who's the president of the Civic Federation, he says, you know, it's just frustrating and annoying.
It is.
You know, you get out there, you the notion that some government officials have not fulfilled this basic requirement does nothing to build the confidence in the state of Illinois, which already is pretty low on the confidence meter, if you will.
Well, when we're already feeling as though, you know, is there too much redundancy in our government? Are these employees, you know, we're
yeah.
already concerned about that as far as expenses go.
Yeah.
And to find out that people aren't being responsible. And I get that there's a lot of anxiety. It's not easy to mm-hmm. do your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it has become easier.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, like, you can just buy a program for H&R Block or tax, whatever the...
Yeah, TurboTax.
TurboTax, correct.
Yeah, there's various programs out there.
And I think there's... And just free ones online where you can just kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it weird? Do you ever notice, though, I don't know if you've ever gotten a letter from the IRS that will say something like, you miscalculated your earnings.
Yeah. yeah.
And you're like, so you already know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good point.
Why
now,
are you yelling at me?
If you know what it is, fix it. Or...
Exactly. Well, you already know what it is, just tell me how much I owe you then,
yeah,
or how much you're going to give back to me.
I'll send you a check. Yeah,
I get so. I mean, so I can't imagine though that it's anxiety or the fear of filing taxes that's keeping you. You said how many? 200?
Yeah, there's 312.
312?
There's 312 out there, and the two lawmakers. Who knows? I mean, in every case, every person's tax situation is different, right?
Right?
So maybe there's a legitimate reason, but if there is, you'd think they'd at least write in to the state and explain we're still looking at things or whatever.
As much as it's hard to file taxes, and it indeed has become easier, it is that easy to then also file an extension.
Yeah,
you
right,
send in a piece right. of paperwork, or you, I don't even know how it works online. I did it once and it worked, but then I was afraid to do it again, but it was fine.
Right, right.
You file an extension, so that clearly they didn't even do that part of the process.
Yeah. There's just no communication apparently going on, but maybe there will be now that we've put some spotlight on.
Yeah, okay. So that brings in the next question. How have you heard anything from legislators? Or I'm guessing your readers have some thoughts on this.
Oh, yeah. They think I'm holding out, of course.
They think that you know?
Yeah. But I'm not,
Ray,
obviously.
Ray,
yeah.
no, Ray, look me
no,
in the eye. Ray,
no, I'm
do you
looking
know?
In both eyes. Okay.
Okay, then you don't know?
No, I do not know.
I believe you.
I do not know.
I believe you. Would you
thank
tell me if you did?
I would write it if I did.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say congratulations on, you told me before we started that, well, first I knew, I was congratulating you on the first finalist for the Pulitzer.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
yeah.
amazing for the yeah. piece that we talked about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
About how,
yeah,
go ahead.
Dangerous drugs. Actually, we had a hearing in the city council just today about the stories that we did. the main last piece that this council hearing was focused on was how we found that after testing 255 pharmacies throughout the Chicago area, we found that 52% of them did not warn about dangerous drug combinations that we were able to purchase from them. Some of these are fatal or potentially harmful in different ways.
And have you heard from anybody? There has to be concern on the part of the pharmacies, whether it's CVS or Walgreens, because, and I think you did Costco,
right?
A lot of these. Has there been concern about, oh, now we have to go through? Are people like kind of going through and going, wait a minute, this might have caused this illness or worsened something or possibly ended in a fatality?
Yeah, well, there are people who have wondered about that. We haven't had a whole lot of come back from people who have, you know, suffered a lot, but from the exact combinations that we used. But
right.
We have heard a lot from people who have had different combinations of drugs.
And a little bit of detective work on their own, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yes, I mean, it's an important piece of journalism. Let's take a break here, and I want to do another segment with you about journalism, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hanging out with me pretty late. More after this on 720 WGN. We're talking to Ray Long of the Chicago Tribune, journalist and now award-winning. I'm sure you've been award-winning before, but today I'm sorry, we didn't even mention that. Let's tease. More after this on 720.
Okay. Thank you. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
You are listening pretty late, and we are in the Allstate Showcase studio with journalist Ray Long of the Chicago Tribune. He's written a piece on government workers who are behind in filing their Illinois tax returns. He has written an amazing and important investigative piece on dangerous drugs, how pharmacies are letting bad combinations go by.
And without telling people about it. That was what we were measuring. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you guys went in. I mean, this goes to the core of journalism. This getting in there, rolling your sleeves up and making sure that the story is one factual based on your own research, on the results that you found. And then also following up with that, and because there are legislators who have picked up the ball, Representative Flowers, who is very passionate about this.
Right.
And this has really been important. You said that there was another award that you guys won today.
Yeah,
or you were named?
Today, we won the National Headliner Club Award today for investigative journalism for that series on Interaction.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well done. And it really was, you know, it's one thing to you know, the way people imagine journalism, right? Making phone calls, showing up, asking questions. And by investigative, this was going in and finding out for yourselves, wasn't it?
Right. This was not just going out and interviewing people. In fact, we were concerned if we just went up to pharmacists and said, hey, do you make mistakes? You know, who's going to say, well, yeah, sure, I do.
Exactly.
But we went out, and as my one of my partners in this, Carissa King and Sam Rowe were two of the lead partners in this. But Sam has said, you know, we wanted rock solid science and rock solid journalism both in this. And so we went out and we took pairs of drugs that could be harmful if taken together. And we put the prescriptions up on the pharmacy counter, and they were filled, and a lot of times, half the time, they just didn't even warn us about the combinations.
And how appalling was that to you? I mean,
it was surprising to us that it was at that level. We went out initially and in kind of a small group to see how many would actually be failing to warn. And when we got out and got back, we thought, holy smokes, we better keep going. So we kept going and going, and we tried to limit the possibility of, you know, a fluke. So we went to the chains, and we went to the chains, each of seven chains, 30 times to make sure that we were getting some kind of good feel for what was going on there.
Really? 30 yeah. times for
30
each chain?
30 times for each chain.
So these were, obviously they're random, but at the same time it was numerically high so that you can get consistent results.
Right, right. We wanted to make sure that the science was good.
Wow, that is impressive. And I was mentioning, that's the thing that people are trying to understand. I hope they're trying to understand the difference between what people are calling fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And journalism.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you study?
I went to Eastern Illinois for 2.5 years, and then I went to Sangamon State, which is now the University of Illinois at Springfield, for 2.5 years. So I got a BA and an MA there. Public Affairs Reporting was my master's.
And what drew you to journalism?
What drew you to? I started out in radio, actually.
Oh, really? I can't believe it. You have a great voice.
Well, but then the internship was like way early in the morning, and I thought I got to get back in. I got to do something else. Maybe print will work. And it was also kind of the Woodward Bernstein era of Watergate and all that. And I saw all the president's men, and I thought, you know, it was pretty cool that you're out there trying to tell people about what's going on. And when I was a kid, I would ride over in the back seat of the old Chevy that my parents would be driving to Springfield. Going to Springfield was a big trip for us, and then I'd try to be the first one to see the Capitol Dome, right? And,
yeah.
And then when I went down there as a reporter, I was always the one who was trying to tell everybody what was inside happening at the Capitol Dome.
Okay.
So I'd try to be the first one to say what was going on there.
Well, you had to have seen so much change, too, both in politics in Illinois, everything in Illinois, and in journalism now.
Sure. Yeah, there's it is on high speed, really. I used to work at the wire service at Associated Press, and now some of us old wire folks will joke around that, you know, we may want to go back to the wire service to slow down because, you know, you're filing for the internet, you're tweeting, you're doing all kinds of updates, but you still have to have the same hardcore values and make sure everything is right. Where you get into some of this fake news stuff, it's the folks who slant the news or try to attack the legitimate news and really are trying to, kind of underpin it or under, you know, knock it down in some way. But that's why you got to make sure everything's right.
Well, and you do, every day you post stories, whether it's your stories or other pieces in the Chicago Tribune. Right. People should be following you on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yeah.
And if there's something going on, it's local, it's national. You put down, you also will put the notes from Sean Spicer's press conferences.
Yeah, I do that on my Facebook account, Ray Long. Ray Long Tribune, and then my Twitter is at Ray Long. So, yeah, it'd be great if you saw everybody listening right now rush to their little computers and pile on.
Look for Ray Long. And I think it is, it's one thing to watch it and listen to talk show hosts like me, right? Go through our filter. But it's another thing to read the transcript.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that you can see it in that dimension.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe get a different handle on the way, you know, take out Sean Spicer's attitude or the attitude of the journalist that is either perceived or, because he got mad at a journalist who was shaking her head, right?
Right. And, it might have just been a reaction or whatever, but it was, he attacked somebody who was just shaking head before he was even done with his answer, really. And it's combative, et cetera. There's going to be a back and forth that's nitty gritty and sometimes hardcore. And we're not supposed to be friends, and we're not necessarily friends, but, it's been said before that, hey, I'm not looking to be your friend, Mr. Politician, or Ms. Politician, right? But I am going to ask these questions here too. But I'm not your enemy, right?
Right. You know? And that's the truth of it is you're not. People are treating journalists as though they're the enemies that they need to be. I've heard people say that journalists, the media in general, needs to be suppressed. These are words. Can you even believe that this is occurring?
Well, Trump himself said that the journalists are the enemies. So that's. That's one way of looking at it, but we got a lot of tough skin, thick skin. We're not too worried about it.
Well, I appreciate and admire the work that you do. Again, we've been talking to Ray Long from the Chicago Tribune. Check out his piece, Government Workers Tardy in Filing Illinois Tax Returns, which was in yesterday's paper, but it's available on his Facebook feed. You can go to Ray Long on Facebook, and we look forward to having you back in the studio.
It will be great. I love it here.
Happy Tax Day. More after this on 720 WGN. Tell me something. Oh, I gotta tell you something good. I had other things to tell you. One, that I finished my taxes a day early, which was very exciting. And today I got the confirmation that it was accepted. because, you know, if we file online, you have to wait a little bit to see if it was processed and all that stuff, and everything was fine. And then I was going to say I was excited because I went to this, I took a tour of a place called Dev Boot Camp, which is a coding school. So for people who are looking to maybe find a new career, or you really just want to get licensed and learn how to code, you know, computer programming, software development, they do app development, all this great stuff. I learned like how people learn that, and it was really exciting. It's a cool location, Dev Boot Camp. And then I thought that was really fun. But then I went to a Cubs game and they won. I had my ears cleaned. You don't really need to know about that. That was a weird, it was a weird thing. As I did, as well. My
all better?
No, I thought I was, but the buzzing has come back. I have starting on Sunday, I got a ringing in my ears, and then everything just kind of went like I was underwater. It's been very hard for me to hear anything for the last 2 days, even though I do sometimes tumble on my own words. I've been having more trouble tonight than usual because it's like an echo inside my skull. So I kind of have to say something and then wait for it to catch up with me and then say something else. But it's weird. But anyway, I went to get my ears flushed, and the doctor said, wow, that's one way to end my day, because there was so much that came out of my left ear. Yeah, it was really gross. So I won't go into more detail than that. But then I went to the Cubs game and they won, and that was amazing. And I thought that was all good stuff. And then I heard Nick D say that they're showing Singing in the Rain at the Pickwick Theater. And that's going to have to be my favorite thing so far. There are two showings. Should I talk about this? I shouldn't talk about this now because it's coming up on Nick D's show. But Esmeralda, you're coming with me. I don't care what you say. It's at 2 p.m.
Okay.
All right, then. We're getting a whole bunch of people. I'm so excited. Plus, it's the theater I grew up at. I took the 68 Northwest Highway bus to that theater when I was a kid before I could drive. I saw Back to the Future probably 12 times there. I know, because it was only $1 to go to the movies. So I was always at the Pickwick Theater. I also used to work at behind. There's a mall there called the Summit Mall, and I used to work at the Pizza Hut there. It's too much information about me, probably.
So you'd work at Pizza Hut and then be like, I'm gonna go watch Back to the Future again.
No, because Back to the Future was when I was younger, and then when I was older, I worked at the Pizza Hut. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But can you come with me to the Pickwick on Thursday?
Yes.
You can think about it if you don't want it. It's Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly. I'm just saying, Donald O'Connor. All right, so that's coming up on Nick D's show. I don't want to talk more about it because we're going to find out more information. Michael, you got, I mean, I don't mean to have a whole list. I should have gone last, but there's so many good things. Plus, we met Steve the Gadget Guy.
Yeah.
I'm not really done, am I? John Tatey was here. We've missed him for the last couple of weeks. We had the great folks from the Chocolate Fest that's coming up on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday.
We had free donuts.
Oh, my God. We had Stan's Donuts.
Stan's Donuts?
This whole show was something good. We had an interview with Ray Long, with the Pulitzer-nominated Ray Long.
Holy smokes.
I know. How did we get this much show in?
I don't know. This is my favorite show for sure, though.
It was very fun.
Best one of the week.
It was your mom's birthday this weekend.
It was my mom's birthday
weekends ago.
April 1st.
Oh, so I missed it.
Almost 2 weekends ago.
All right, then.
Doesn't matter.
I forgot to ask you what you did for your mom's birthday.
For my mom's birthday, she came up here to the city, and we went out for a great dinner at Gibson Steakhouse.
You are a good son.
I know.
That's a good birthday.
She's a good mom, though. She deserves it.
Fair enough.
So we did that, and that was a really good time. And my brother is, you know, he's training for a new job, so he's doing that. So I hope that he does well.
Can you tell us what it is?
It is for the Chicago Police Department.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So he's going to be cleaning.
It's a long process.
I should give him those donuts. This would be a perfect tie-in.
Okay, that seems like kind of a backhanded compliment. Not for nothing, but here's some donuts, copper.
Hey there, CPD. Here's some donuts for you. Yeah. So that was my good things. And the best part is you can kind of hear now, which makes me very happy.
I can kind of hear. Would you see earlier today when we were recording, you kept saying things and I kept jumping up because
you were so afraid.
No, but it was my ear was so sensitive, I guess, from the sound being piped in. Every time you talked to me, I'd like flinch.
You had like supersonic bat-like hearing for like today.
It's the strangest thing I've had in a long time. As I was telling you off the air, I have chronic earwax buildup. This is the sexiest thing Patty's
ever said.
Save
this for the second date.
I know, yeah. Right? I have chronic earwax buildup. How do you like me now? What's your special skill?
I mean, you gotta get it out.
It was so gross. I mean, really, when you make your own doctor gag, that's really how you know you've succeeded.
You should get like a medal for that.
He made that noise a little bit. He was really by the way, if you really, really want to be grossed out, and I mentioned this before to Michael, because I was curious whether or not, because people post videos of everything on YouTube, you know, and they, there are people who have posted, there are doctors that have posted ear flushing. Like, they'll show how much wax they've pulled out of someone's
ear.
Does
it just kind of roll out?
So for some people, for me, it pops out. Like, for mine, it does. Okay, I just got a little nauseous. For me, in the past, it's like it just flushes out. Today, there are a lot of different stages.
So how do they,
today's experience? Yes,
I'm gonna have to watch some of these YouTube videos. I'm curious. Yeah.
So you hold like one of those, like it's appropriate. You hold like one of those, you know, those kidney shaped bowls that's mm-hmm. like for when you're gonna roll over and puke.
Yeah,
you hold that next to your ear mm-hmm. as a doctor inserts like a little tiny. It's called an elephant ear, and so it looks like a spray bottle. And they insert the little tip of it into your ear. It's like a long tip, and they squeeze the spray bottle repeatedly. So the force of that helps flush out the earwax. Good times.
We should probably. I'm bad, and I use Q-tips.
Ooh.
So I've never had to.
Living on the edges, Merle.
I've never had any clogs or anything.
Well, but the thing is, you don't know because you could be pushing it in too, because it's, you're kind of just like swirling it around. Sorry.
Well, if it is, it's never caused me to not hear.
You don't know what quality of hearing you might be missing out on.
I'm just an update. I'm watching these videos on YouTube right now because I had to pull them up, and yeah. It looks like a syringe. It's like it's just they're squeezing it.
Yeah,
and
some people, there are
shooting.
Different ones. Yeah,
yeah. So there's different techniques. All of them gross.
Just Michael will watch them for you. He'll save you the trouble.
I will.
There are some medical videos. Vic Vaughn, have you ever watched any medical videos online? Because people will post anything, like popping zits, removing tumors.
Oh yes, I have a favorite.
What's your favorite?
Esmeralda, what was it? Remember I showed you the neti pot.
Oh. Oh, what comes out of...
Oh, I don't remember.
What comes out of people's noses?
Sort of medical issue, cleaning yeah. Your sinus yeah. cavities. Yeah, there's a hilarious YouTube video where a girl tries to seduce you with a sexual kind of innuendos, and then she pulls up a neti pot and just goes to work. It's hilarious.
Have you seen the neti? Like, it's almost like a neti pot, but it's got like a suction action to it. I've seen this like on late night television.
Oh yeah, I want one.
Of course you do.
It's called a. I have a.
That looks aggressive for your nasal passages.
Where'd it go? I saved the link. Oh, here it is. It's a Navage.
Navage.
Navage. Well, I like it because it holds the water rather than you having to stand over a sink.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back into this little container and then you can just throw it out.
So you have to watch it. See, because
you don't have to. You just don't have to stand over a sink.
See,
that
I don't.
Kind of gets annoying.
While you're watching TV, you're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to multitask.
Well, and it just, you know, because you have to, you're just like, all right, now I have to pour it through my nose. This way you can at least, can walk around and do it and then
sure, you know,
be done.
Talk to your cat, water the yes. plants.
Vacuum.
Yeah, there you go. You just
do some stretches.
I use, I don't use a neti pot. I use a sinurinse. It's like a plastic tube. So you squirt it. Oh, this is a lot at the end of the show.
You use the bottle that you just.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little, it also is a little aggressive, but not, the Navage looks really aggressive.
Yeah, but that's just, the only difference I think is that you're not tilting your head
mm-hmm.
and the water's coming. I mean, it is coming out, but it's going into that container, so you don't even see anything.
Now I know. I wish I'd gotten that for your birthday instead, then. If I'd known, I definitely would have gotten you the Navage.
See, now I'm curious. Should I go get an earwax extraction?
Because
you said I don't know.
Well, you don't know. Just have your doctor check your ears. That's all. See if you have any wax buildup. But I seem to produce an extraordinary amount of wax. Some people do, some people don't. But don't clean your ears with Q-tips anymore because you're just swirling it around.
How often do you go and do that, Patty?
Usually the buildup, because I try to keep on top of it. And every time this happens to me where it's impacted, it's been about 4 years since the last time it was this bad. The last time they flushed my ears, it was so bad I had to lay on the table for another 15 minutes because I was so dizzy. Because my equilibrium had been thrown off so much. It was huge. The last time I did it, it was like about a half inch ball of wax. It was gross. I know.
It happens to some people, yeah.
Yeah, it defies logic, Esmeralda. I don't even know how it popped out.
I was like, how do you not feel that?
It happens, like, the severity tends to hit me all at once. Like, I think that this might have actually been triggered, Mike, when we went swimming for the mermaid class.
Oh, yeah.
I felt it a little bit, mm-hmm. but then I went away, but I think that might have triggered it a little.
Because I feel funky after a couple days if I don't, you know, clean my ears out with a Q-tip.
Really?
They feel gross and, like, waxy, and I'll stick my finger. I'm like, ew.
Oh, that's different than...
You smell it after you stick your finger in there?
No. Oh, my God. And then Vic revealed a lot about himself.
All right, we're on the Nick D Show. Sorry, I'm missing.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. No, Vic, you're the only one. See there, I'll save you. You know, sometimes you're curious because your body does stuff.